This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Almost 1.3% of the world's population has now been infected with COVID-19, and more than 2.1 million people have died. This as global coronavirus cases surpassed the 100 million mark Wednesday, according to figures from the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. Britain's official death toll in the pandemic passed 100,000 Tuesday, a dreaded milestone reached as the government considers imposing hotel quarantines on international travelers to stop new virus variants from reaching the country. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The government says 100,162 people have died in the pandemic after testing positive the virus, including 1,631 new deaths reported Tuesday. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said it's hard to compute the sorrow contained in that grim statistic. Britain is the fifth country in the world to record 100,000 virus-related deaths after the US, Brazil, India and Mexico, and by far the smallest. Charles de la Desma, London.
In other COVID-related news, Colombian Defense Minister Carlos Holmes Trujillo, who had overseen the government's fight against drug gangs and guerrillas, has died of coronavirus. He was 69 years old. Clashes between lockdown protesters and police in the northern Lebanese city of Tripoli, one of the country's poorest, injure at least 45 as frustration with tight restrictions boils over. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Downing Street office is being kept up to date from police and officials at a factory in Wales that produces AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine. Earlier, the factory was partially evacuated after it received a suspicious package, and police said a bomb disposal unit was dealing with the incident. This is VOA News. Answering growing frustrations over vaccine shortages, U.S. President Joe Biden announced Tuesday the U.S. is ramping up deliveries to hard-pressed states over the next 3 weeks and expects to provide enough doses to vaccinate 300 million Americans by the end of the summer or early fall. Shortages have been so severe that some vaccination sites around the U.S. had to cancel thousands of appointments with people seeking their first shot. President Biden's administration is announcing a restoration of relations with the Palestinians and a renewal of aid to Palestinian refugees. The announcement by the acting U.S. ambassador is a reversal of the Trump administration's cutoff of aid to the U.N. Agency for Palestinian Refugees. He told the U.N. Security Council Mr. Biden hopes to start working slowly to build confidence on both sides toward Israeli-Palestinian peace. Russia's upper house of parliament, the Federation Council, voted Wednesday to ratify an extension of the new START nuclear arms control treaty, a move towards preserving the last major pact of its kind between Russia and the United States. Tuesday, the Kremlin said the two countries had struck a deal to extend the pact, signed in 2010 and set to expire next week, which limits the numbers of strategic nuclear warheads, missiles, and bombers that Russia and the United States can deploy. The White House did not immediately confirm the Kremlin announcement to extend the treaty, but said new President Joe Biden and Russian Vladimir Putin had discussed the issue by telephone and agreed that their teams work urgently to complete the pact by February 5th, the expiration date. The lower house, the State Duma, earlier voted to ratify the extension. A top ally of Alexei Navalny is vowing to keep up the fight to free the opposition leader and his battle to influence this year's parliamentary election, despite a government crackdown on nationwide protests. Lubov Sobol's Navalny's Foundation for Fighting Corruption and his team's regional offices will continue to operate even amid the arrests of our followers and allies and the opening of criminal investigations against Sobol herself under investigation on charges of trespassing that she insists are bogus, said she is not afraid of being arrested. Tens of thousands of farmers who stormed the historic Red Fort on India's Republic Day are again camped outside the capital after the most volatile day of their two-month standoff left one protester dead and more than 80 police officers injured. The protests demanding the repeal of new agricultural laws have grown into a rebellion that is rattling Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.